Would you bow with me as we pray? Father, as we pause once again this evening, as we read through chapter 38 and 39 of Ezekiel tonight and concluding our study in these two chapters, in this Old Testament prophet that shared from the Holy Spirit what will happen someday. God, I thank you for your word. Thank you that every day of life we have an opportunity to hide your word in our heart that we might not sin against thee. And Father, in a very troubled, perplexing world that we live in tonight, the only things that gives pause to our lives, that gives peace to our life in the midst of all the tribulations and the trials and the troubles and the discouragements, is to know that you walk with us. You walk with us on the mountaintops of life, and you're certainly with us through the valleys. God, I pray for the many tonight that are in the valleys, a low place in their life. Father God, you know each person, you know each circumstance, you know every crisis and situation that is happening in the lives of people all over the world this evening. Father, somewhere in the midst of it, may they feel your warmth and know your love and experience your compassion. Father, I pray that you would help us tonight as we conclude these nights that we've had in discussing what this Old Testament prophet had to predict in the days to come. I pray, oh God, that our minds would be made clear, that our understanding, oh God, would be elevated. And I pray, God, that you would help us as we grow in your grace and in your knowledge day by day. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. Tonight, I pray that as we once again glean from this field, things we can harvest, things that we can put into our memory banks, and to be reminded day by day that your word is truth. Of all the hundreds and hundreds of prophecies in this Bible, and for all of the hundreds that have been fulfilled, we're confident to know that the others will be fulfilled as well with 100% accuracy. Father, thank you for your word. Instill within each one of us a greater zeal, passion, desire to love you more, to live more abundantly through your wonderful grace. Father, speak to us, I pray, this evening. Thank you for Mary's life. Thank you for her testimony. Thank you for your healing power to her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What I want to do tonight is read all the way through chapter 38 and chapter 39 of the book of Ezekiel, and then I'm just going to summarize this, and when we gather again on our nightly studies, we will pick up in chapter 8 of the book of Revelation where we left off, where there was a 30-minute period of silence in heaven. In Ezekiel 38, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet, Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountain of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm. Thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. This is speaking of the nation of Israel when they are at peace in the land. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are new now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land, Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, with all the young lions thereof, shall say unto thee, art thou come to take a spoil? Hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, to take a great spoil? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shall thou not know it. And thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company and a mighty army. And thou shalt come up against my people Israel as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days, and I will bring thee against the land, that the heathen may know me, when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. Thus saith the Lord God, for thou, her servants, the prophets of Israel, which have prophesied in those days, many years that I would bring thee against them. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence, and the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him, and upon his bands, and upon the many people that are with him, and overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the prince chief of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and leave but the sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel. And I will smite the bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and so the beast of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send fire on Magog and among them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore, and the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Behold, it is come, and it's done, saith the Lord God. This is the day whereof I have spoken, and they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth and shall set on fire and burn the weapons, both the shields and the bucklers, the bows and the arrows, and the handstaves and the spears, and they shall burn them with fire 7 years, so that they shall take no wood out of the field, neither cut down any out of the forest, for they shall burn the weapons with fire, and they shall spoil those that spoil them and rob those that rob them, saith the Lord God. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of passengers on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamagog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them, that they may cleanse the land. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. And they shall sever out men of continual employment, passing through the land to bury with the passengers those that remain upon the face of the earth to cleanse it. After the end of 7 months shall they search. And the passengers that pass through the land, when any seeth the man's bone, then shall he set up a sign by it, till the buriers have buried it in the valley of Hamagog. And also the name of the city shall be Hamath. Thus shall they cleanse the land. And thou, son of man, thus saith the Lord God, speak unto every feathered fowl and to every beast of the field, assemble yourselves and come, gather yourselves on every side to my sacrifice, that I do sacrifice for you, even a great sacrifice upon the mountains of Israel, that you may eat flesh and drink blood. You shall eat the flesh of the mighty and drink the blood of the princes of the earth, of rams, of lambs, and of goats and of bullocks, all of them fatlings of Bashan. And ye shall eat fat till ye be full, and drink blood till ye be drunken of my sacrifice, which I have sacrificed for you. Thus you shall be filled at my table with horses and chariots, with mighty men, and with all men of war, saith the Lord God. And I will set my glory among the heathen, and all the heathen shall see my judgment that I've executed in my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord their God from that day and forward. And the heathen shall know that the house of Israel went into captivity for their iniquity, because they trespassed against me. Therefore hid I my face from them and gave them into the hand of their enemies. So fell they all by the sword. According to their uncleanness and according to their transgressions have I done unto them and hid my face from them. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, now will I bring again the captivity of Jacob, and have mercy upon the whole house of Israel, and will be jealous for my holy name. After that they have borne their shame and all their trespasses whereby they have trespassed against me, when they dwell safely in their land, and none made them afraid. When I have brought them again from the people and gathered them out of their enemies' lands, and am sanctified in them in the sight of many nations, then shall they know that I am the Lord their God, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen, but I've gathered them unto their own land and have left none of them any more there. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I've poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, saith the Lord God. What this passage is, and let me do this in quick summary for this evening. There is coming a day, according to many, many of the Bible scholars, very conservative in their theology, who have studied end time events. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 and chapter 39, this particular thing has never, ever happened in the history of Israel. So this is future in its scope. Chapter 38 and 39 is called the war of the latter days, the war of Gog Magog. Gog being the leader of the nation of Russia, and Magog, all of these various nations that will be united in a coalition to come against the nation of Israel, both those that are remote out there that are against Israel from these Islamic nations and those around them as well, they are going to come against the nation of Israel. We looked at some of the reasons why, and of course you will understand that the leader of this Gog, who is the leader that will be leading out in this coalition, that they will want to control the Persian Gulf area. They will want the warm waterways. They will want the resources that are underneath the nation of Israel. They will want those oil fields in the fields called the Tamar field and the Leviathan field. And of course, the Leviathan field has hardly been tapped into at all. So it is a nation that is rich in its resources and its minerals and all of those things. And you will see, because of the greed of the nations that want to come against them, that will be what they are after, the spoil, and to rid the nation of Israel and to rid them from the earth. Those Islamic nations, they want the mount there in the city of Jerusalem for it to continue to always be their holy site. And so you can see why they are coming against this small piece of property, which is relative in comparison to other nations of the world. We looked the other night and we said it would be about the size of New Jersey. And so this is a war that's coming. We talked about, when will it take place? There are all kinds of answers and interpretations among even the most conservative of Bible scholars. There are some that say, well, they think this war will be right before the church is raptured out of here, and the church will see that. There are others that say, no, it will happen immediately after the church is raptured, because... And they give the reason, because the nation of Israel, once they have made their peace pact with the Antichrist, the world dictator, they will feel at ease, they will feel protected, they will feel that they don't have to worry about their walls, etc. And so another reason some say it will be right after the church has been raptured and in the early part of the tribulation is because it's going to take 7 years to burn the weapons that are going to be used. It'll take 7 months to bury the bodies there in Haman Gog, there over in that valley in Israel, where the Israelites will be burying all of the dead to cleanse the land from all of the carnage that will take place. God prepares a great banquet for the beasts of the field and for the fowls of the air to come and feast upon the carcasses of the dead that are there. Some speak that since the Bible says there will be a sixth part to remain, some see that as referring to, out of all of those, that there will be only 1/6 of that group that's coming against the nation of Israel that will be left alive. Others see it as being totally decimated of those enemies, but they no longer, once God comes in with divine intervention, as he did during the Six-Day War of 1967, and how that everybody was far advanced as far as number-wise against the nation of Israel, but Israel won the Six-Day War. They recaptured the city of Jerusalem and the West Bank, and so there are those that believe that this war of Ezekiel 38 and 39 will be at the very early beginnings of the tribulation for those reasons. There are others who see this war being in the middle of the tribulation. Some even see it being at the end of the tribulation. Some even see it being at the end where we are going into the 1,000-year millennial reign of Christ when he sets up his kingdom upon the earth. When you and I pray that prayer on Sunday morning, "Thy kingdom come," we are praying for God's kingdom to come upon this earth. That will be his millennial kingdom, the 1,000-year reign of peace upon the earth, when Satan will be bound 1,000 years there at the end of the tribulation. The Antichrist and the false religious prophet will be the first two that will be thrown into the lake of fire. And then we will go into that millennial kingdom, that 1,000-year reign of Christ, where there will be peace during that time. People will be born during that time because there will be those going out of the tribulation who lived, who made it through in their natural bodies. And so at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Christ, the Bible says Satan is going to be loosed. And you might say, well, why on earth is he going to be loosed? And it will be because of those that are born during that 1,000-year reign. They will have to choose once and for all, will they receive Christ or will they follow Satan? And then Satan and all of his followers will be cast into the lake of fire. The great white throne judgment will be, and they will be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. The Bible says then he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness, and you and I will live eternally upon the new created earth that he is going to put back together, much like what was in the Garden of Eden, the paradise that Jesus built. Now, that's just a quick summation of things that are to be. But I want to say in chapter 38 and in chapter 39 of the book of Ezekiel, many have asked the question, well, why would there be horses and horsemen and staves and arrows and bucklers and shields and all of those kinds of things? Isn't that somewhat primitive to the modern day that you and I live in? And most of the explanation that I have read and studied from scholars about that is that in Ezekiel's day, Ezekiel was trying to present to you and me a picture of the type of weaponry that was used in his day, which would have made sense to him and to all of the people of his day. There are others who say that perhaps during the days of the tribulation, that when this war takes place, that it will revert back to a primitive time of weaponry like they had during those days when they fought among the nations in ancient biblical days. Now, I don't know what the answer to all of that is. Suffice to say, God knows. It's a settled fact, and I don't have to worry about it. But let me say this. Many ask the question, is Putin, Vladimir Putin, who is now the president of the Russian nation, until the year at least 2036, he set it up for him to rule over the peoples for that period of time. People are asking, is the Gog, the G-O-G, don't forget who that is, it's not the Cog, it's the Gog, okay? So the G-O-G of this war is a leader. And Magog are these nations that will be forming an alliance, if you will, a coalition against the nation of Israel. They hate the Jewish people. They hate Israel. They want to destroy them. They want to wipe them off of the face of the earth. In fact, the violent, extreme Islamic nations of the world, they see America as the big Satan. They see the nation of Israel as the little Satan. And what they want to do is to come in there and to destroy. You see, if you are not a part of Islam, then you are considered an infidel, and they want infidels destroyed. And so when this war takes place in the future, in the latter years, in the latter days, God very plainly says that he is going to put a hook in the jaws of this leader, this nation, these nations. He's going to draw them down to this war because God is going to be sovereignly in control. He wants the nations of the world to know he's God. He wants the nation of Israel to know that he is their God and always has been the Messiah that they rejected. So because of God's sovereignty, meaning God is in control, the world's out of control tonight, but I can assure you God sits in the heavens. He's got the whole world in his hands, as Mahalia Jackson used to sing. And let me tell you, as long as he's got the whole world in his hands, the Bible says, behold, he doesn't slumber nor sleep. And he knows exactly how all of this is going to play out. But many people ask, is this Vladimir Putin? Let me read you what Joel Rosenberg says in one of his books. He said, over the years, people have asked me if Putin might be the Russian dictator referred to as Gog in the biblical prophecies of God, of Gog and Magog in Ezekiel 38 and 39. I suspect as Putin continues to reemerge, those questions will begin to be asked again. Here's my quick answer. It's too soon to draw a conclusion. There's much more that would have to happen to indicate that Putin was the Gog of Bible prophecy. But there is no question in my mind, Rosenberg says, that Putin is Gog. He's dangerous. And both Israel and the West should keep a close and wary eye on him, especially given all that Putin has done to build a strategic alliance between Russia and Iran. And of course, Iran in the Bible is ancient Persia in biblical times. He says he is dangerous, and both Israel and the West should keep a close and wary eye on him, especially given all that Putin has done to build a strategic alliance between Russia and Iran and the other countries mentioned in the Gog and Magog prophecies. So, if you will remember, a few many months back when this war started over there where Russia wants, where Putin wanted to regain most of the Ukraine, he wants to take it back to the Soviet Union, the USSR. There were people then that were speaking about in the news media, is this the Gog-Magog war? So there are those out there who are at least somewhat familiar with biblical prophecy of what is happening in the pages of Holy Writ, the pages of Scripture. Time will tell who, if he is this one that will be leading this coalition of nations to come against the nation of Israel. Only time will tell about that. But you can certainly see, as Daniel speaks about Russia being symbolized by the bear, a bear. And you can certainly see that Russia and Putin are flexing their muscles right now. And I would say this to all of us, that we need to be aware. We need to be alert. We need to know and understand what is going to happen in the days to come. When will this Ezekiel 38-39 war happen? When will that happen? I can assure you that most people are asleep at the wheel. I'm confident of the fact that many, 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 many churches of every denomination, color, and flavor, as far as what they believe about end time events, I can assure you that there are churches everywhere that have no clue what the Ezekiel 38 and 39 passage is all about. But in chapter 37 of the book of Ezekiel, when Ezekiel was asked, do you see these dry bones? Can these dry bones live? He's given a picture there of the house of Israel. And for 2,500 years, Israel was scattered all over the world in the dispersia. And they have been coming back to their homeland in Israel since the year 1948. And they began to come back to their homeland. And the nation of Israel is flourishing incredibly. They have a mighty military army. But I want you to know in this 38-39 Ezekiel war that will happen, God is going to be totally in control, and God is going to wipe out those enemies of the nation of Israel in that particular war that are coming for the spoils of the nation of Israel. And you can see that in this Ezekiel war. I think that's why many people look at it and say, well, it must be going to happen right after the church is raptured, because if it's going to take 7 years to burn all those weapons, and it's going to take 7 months to bury all those bodies and to cleanse that land, I think that's where many of them foresee this 38-39 war being after the church is raptured out of here. Whenever it happens, I know this, God knows, that's all that matters, but you and I need to be aware, we need to understand the things that are coming, why? So we can tell more people about Jesus. Let me tell you, one of these days, the curtain's gonna fall on this old world. All of the players that the Bible speaks about, they're out there on the stage tonight. Let me tell you, there is absolutely nothing, biblically speaking, that has to take place before the saved of this earth are called out of this world. It could happen anytime. But I want you to know, when the church is gone, all that's keeping the church here now is the restrainer, which according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians 2, all that's keeping the church now is the restrainer, which is the Holy Spirit. If you can only imagine when millions will be missing one of these days from the earth, what a chaotic time that people will live in. You talk about fear and chaos and all kinds of questions. I can already see the newspapers and the media. The aliens have come and taken millions out of the world. Can't you see that? Several years ago, there was an article that came out that spoke about a gravitational force that would be coming on the earth. Well, let me tell you, the gravitational force I know about is when that trumpet sounds and the church is taken out of here. I don't know about you, but it's thrilling to me tonight to know that I give thanks, Lord, because I understand as much as I know how to understand the things that are coming to this world. Unfortunately, we see as we continue the book of Revelation, in the very end, there will be another war over there. It's called a campaign of wars. We call it Armageddon. That's when the nations of the world, they will come against the nation of Israel. Those Islamic nations and the Russian nation, those will have already been taken care of from the Ezekiel 38-39 war, but then there will be those that will march across the Euphrates River, and now they're able to dry that up with the dam that they worked on for years and years and years to complete it to be able to shut off the waters of the Euphrates River. And so the kings of the east, speaking about the Orient, when those kings began to march and the other nations joined forces against the nation of Israel, and that will be at the end of the tribulation there, when the Bible says that Christ is coming, His church is coming with Him, the holy angels are coming, and He will cease that war at the end of time over there, and all of the world will see Him, and they will turn away from the nation of Israel and try to think they can come against and fight the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let me tell you, Hollywood could not even begin to produce anything like this Bible predicts that is going to happen one of these days. May God bless you for being here tonight. Would you stand as we pray together? And if you need to come tonight and join the church or give your heart and life to Christ, would you come as we pray together? Father God, as we pause tonight, we pause to thank You. Thank You, O God, for the wonderful hope that we have in the living Christ. Thank You, Lord, because we're going to be taken out of here one of these days. God, this old world is going to be in a far greater mess than they could ever begin to imagine. The cynics and the scoffers and the rejectors of Christ are going to know when You step out into the heavens in Your second coming, they're going to know that You are the Lord. The Bible says every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that You are Lord, but the sad part about it is they will have waited too late. Their doom will have been set, and their destruction will be and an eternal place of separation for all eternity. Oh God, help us as Christians. Help us, oh God, that we would be greater tellers of the message. God, help us. Lay it on our heart. Emblazon us, oh God, with a mission to tell people about Jesus. There's someone here tonight, Holy Spirit, it needs to come. Speak to their heart, I pray, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen.